Hi, Karen. All right, I've just finished your session, your body talk session. I first started off by tuning into you and Max, and I saw an image of you with Max on your back, almost like he was your shell. You're a tortoise and he's your shell. And there's a sense of Max being very representative of your own inner child. So this was addressed in the session. And the kind of enmeshment to him, and at times seeing, like, connecting to him on an enmeshed level because of experiencing him as if he's your own inner child, versus a sovereign being in his own right. Okay. And then because of this possible enmeshment that can happen, there is a sense of your husband as being outside of the picture. So there's a disconnection. He is separate and he cannot belong. And he experiences this, my senses of as rejection and kind of hopelessness. Like there's no point. He's not going to be able to ever be enough or to kind of fit in the dynamic. And then what's also coming up is that there can be a projection onto your husband as being like your father, in the sense of your father to your inner child and him being the father to your child. So Max's father versus you, your inner child, and your father. So therefore, can be a bit of a projection and needing to protect Max in a sense of how you would have liked to have been protected, particularly older in your life, I think. And what can also happen is that our projections can be very strong. There's a process that's called counter-transference. So we almost project onto a person a perception of them, and then they just act it out. Energetically, they just then fulfill that role. And there's a sense that that's what your husband's doing. It's like he is caught. He's got his own stuff that's bringing him into this role he's playing. He's definitely got his own stuff. And then there's this bit of a story that's been created on your side about men or about the provider in your life. And he has almost got stuck in that story. Then there was a sense of also protecting, like kind of cocooning yourself and Max against the world, which feels really scary. So I don't know if this is also your perception or if it's Max's perception or if he's taken on your perception. And then a sense of you holding your breath and because there's no breathing, there can't be flow and movement. So there's that stuckness. And that what also came up is this idea that your vision is so great that it just seems impossible. Like you're seeing it as this massive, amazing vision, but you're seeing it as so big that you can't conceive of how you're going to get there. And so you're frozen. And what came up is that it doesn't need to make logical sense how you're going to get there, because it's like you're wanting to be able to break it down into steps that you would take and see the picture. And you're actually being asked to just trust, because what happens is when we're in flow, it's like magic happens. There's all these synchronous happenings and events, and the way things unfold that you couldn't possibly plan for or even imagine happening. But we have to stop having expectations, which then limit what is possible, and just create space to allow what is possible to happen. So you hold the vision, but you don't hold the how. You don't try and create the how. You allow the universe to take care of that, the divine feminine and masculine. Okay, so I started off the session by doing the cortices technique for both of you. So this is balancing the different cortices of the brain so that the brain communicates better, and it helps with stress as well. And this was after I did it for you and then I did it for Max. I had to hold the position for so long after when I did it for Max, holding my hands in the on the temporal lobes, the ones on the side of the head. It was like I just needed to hold my hands there for, I don't know how long it was. It felt like ages. And then I just felt a deep shift in him. And then that was done. And then I needed to balance his left and right hemispheres. So I think I did this in the session with you that I did for the discovery session. As we've evolved, our left hemispheres have become larger than the right, which creates a slight twist in the brain with one pulling forward and one pulling back. And then there can be misalignments through the corpus callosum. And so I just needed to align the hemispheres. And again, there was a sense of a release for him. And then for Max as well, I needed to do the switching technique. So when we are overly stressed, our bodies shut down, our brain shut down. It's a coping mechanism to prevent us from overexerting ourselves. And the thing is, though, then we can't find the right words. We can't. We're just not very present. We're not cognitively online. And it can mean that this is because the threshold to stress is too low or because there's just too much stress. So it's balancing both the reaction to stress and the threshold. Then I started off working with you. We had to work with releasing a fear of Max being alone and powerless. So the fear of Max ever feeling like you have felt, and I don't know if this is a feeling that you are conscious of, but it's definitely an inner child state that you experience that you're afraid he will experience. That then linked to vivaxis. So this is balancing you energetically to the energetic presence of your father. So kind of like he's with you always, hanging over your shoulder as such. So the introjected version of him that you have in your life. So just balancing you to that in your life and bringing in the definition there of protection. And then working with a fear, releasing a fear of not, that you don't do enough as a mother. And I don't think you even know what enough is, but there's a sense that you should do enough to protect Max, to protect him from being hurt, from scared, from being lonely. And of course, the downside of this is that you may be preventing him from having the struggles he needs to have in life, the struggles he chose to come here to have as well, through which he's going to grow and transform and also develop his own resilience and self-esteem through actually finding ways to manage, so that your role is merely to support him through the struggles, not to take the struggles away. And of course, trying to also be enough all the time leaves you with a lot of guilt and shame. Because it's like a never-ending goal of something that you don't even know what it is and it's unachievable. Parallel to that, working with lymph nodes in the axilla, these are your armpits on both sides, with a focus there on time urgency perceived as a threat. So like experiencing time as being scarce and this experience of urgency and then almost your body becoming like activated into a stress response because of that. Linking that to the minor chakra in the genitals. So in a woman, this is the genital chakra is located at the base of the clitoris. This, I'm going to just read it to you. They draw grounding earth energy. This chakra draws grounding earth energy from the earth. It stabilizes the volatile masculine sexual energy and helps transform it into a healthy sexual balance. It represents the healthy empowerment of sensuality and sexuality within the whole body and mind complex. So the positives of sensuality and sexuality are strength and empowerment and feeling grounded and being deeply in touch with life force and with the creative energy that's coming through. And then the pathology of it. So when it's out of balance, it's feeling disempowered and there can be aggression as well. And in some women, it would be misuse of sexual power. So for you, you're focusing on the focus of disempowerment, the pathological consciousness. So when this minor chakra is not in balance, in you, it's playing out as not being, feeling empowered, not being connected to source and having a balance between the masculine and feminine. Then linking that to your kidney meridian on your right-hand side, with the definition there of willpower. So the kidneys, they provide our willpower to live our life's purpose. And we need to have a balanced willpower. We want to have some willpower, but not excessive willpower. So just working with balancing that willpower to feel empowered, but not to go into excessive doing and striving, because that is excessive willpower from a place of being disempowered, actually. It's not true power. That was in all linked together. And then I had to bring in a focus on work as solution versus the creation of your truth. So you do, I know, and I can sense in you that work, there's an idea of, well, this is the balance I think you're always trying to find, isn't it? Is the feeling the passionate call to create, but also feeling that work has to be the solution to your problems. And how to balance this. And again, it's because your logical brain's trying to find the answer, and the answer isn't logical. It's not one that's going to flow from, it is going to flow, but it's not going to come from doing in a very logical, linear way. It's one that's going to flow from just being, from constantly coming back to your truth and coming back to your center. That was then all tapped out. I then needed to work with an active memory. It's an active belief that's very present in you, which is, and I don't know if you're conscious of this, but I deserve to be here. So it's like this place I'm in right now, somehow I've done something, or this is just my lot in life, but yeah, I'm not worthy of more. There's something along those lines. I deserve to be here. Linking that to a number of different active memories. That no, active memory means that they're not neutral. So if they're triggered in any way, they're going to create emotion. And these are all memories related to a sense of the inevitability of life. So having a kind of resigned acceptance that this is just the way it is. And these memories fed into this. So whether it was because someone said something along those lines, or you witnessed someone behaving that way, or you just had the experience, we worked with memories from 4, 5, 11, and 15. So I had to just deactivate those memories and how they linked to that belief system of I deserve to be here, because that's also feeding into kind of an inevitability. And then linking that, bringing in a fear of change. So as much as there's a desire for transformation, the sense of inevitability and resigned acceptance is actually a protection, because there's also a fear of change and what change could bring. And this is all playing out in the limbic brain, which is the emotional brain, and related to also fight flight. And so I had to then bring in Saturn, the quality of Saturn, which brings in limitation and struggle, and disassociate that from the limbic brain. So we are releasing belief systems and any qualities of limitation and struggle, that life has to be hard, etc., and that therefore allowing for things to actually just unfold and to have ease. That was then all tapped out. They needed to work on Max. I was taken to his small intestine, particularly from 3.7 meters to 3.95 meters. So within that 25 centimeters, it felt like it was really red and inflamed. I don't know if inflamed is actual physical inflammation, but there's inflamed in terms of the mood or the emotion of being inflamed. And then also unsettled and particularly sensitive. Those were the qualities that came up around that section of the intestine. And it was very clear that he's carrying his father's stuff that's being held in this part of the intestine. So a lot of these qualities, imbalanced, irritated, unsettled, feeling sensitive, are actually his father's. But they're mirroring something in Max as well. That's why he's carrying them. And so I had to then work with hydration of the whole intestine. And then I could work with the qualities of easy water, which is used for cellular repair. And this was used to soothe the lining of the intestines, to soothe the cells. And the word here that came up was pacify. And what I realized is that I think Max is a pacifier. He is, I think he tries to pacify his father. And it's in relation to your husband's defensiveness. So I don't know. I can't remember if you said if your husband has a temper or not, but he definitely has anger. I can sense that. Whether he shows it or not, I'm not sure. But the anger is very linked to his inadequacy. So if his inadequacy is triggered, then his anger is triggered. And then this is where Max feels he needs to step in and pacify. And this is what he's all holding. He's holding all of this in his small intestine. And so working with the easy water and just clearing that and bringing consciousness to it really seemed to help. And then that linked to the kidneys. So working with the consciousness of fear and particularly trembling. So now the kidneys, the meridian that runs through the kidneys also runs through the knees. And so this is also where we look at having like the knees buckle when we're afraid, not being able to stand upright. So it's like there's this trembling quality within Max related to the kidney fear, and not being able to stand tall in his resolve or believing in himself that he's going to be safe. So just bringing in that. And then I had to work with two people in his lineage. Firstly, bringing in a focus on his great-great-grandfather, so your father's grandfather, particularly his own, your great-great-grandfather's, in his great-great-grandfather's inadequacy causing anger, so similar to your husband, and then also Max's father's father, so your father-in-law, and his disempowerment. That needed to be brought in as well. So Max is holding a lot. He's holding a lot for the lineage. And it's almost feeding into your own beliefs around men as well. And then in a sense, somehow inadvertently, you're then playing it out unconsciously. Shh, boy. So yeah, there's like a unconscious pattern that the two of you are playing out, which obviously is needing to be played out for you and for Max. So maybe this will become more clear through this session. And then that was tapped out. So whenever you do courtesies on yourself, do it with the consciousness of Max as well, because then you'll be doing it for him. And please will you do the courtesies daily, perhaps first thing in the morning, until I do your next body talk session. So it will be about, it came up as 15 days, but it will be approximately 15 days. Okay, take care.